many years ago I heard a word from Mari Virabi of Simcha Shev Zichayna Levracha. I always like to think about it as we begin Elul. He heard from his Mashkiach, and he saw Yankov Lubchansky, the Veranovich of Mashkiach. He tell a story, a king, a very kind king, decided to show favor to a certain little city, and he's going to visit them. I'm going to give them the opportunity to request things, to give them, to be able to give them whatever they wanted. Naturally, he sends messengers to put up signs, to proclaim what he wanted to do. He came, and no one was there. There was no Kabbalah upon him, there was no greeting. He was very surprised. After all, people knew about it. And he was coming for their benefit. A day goes by, the whole week passed, the week that he was supposed to be in the city. No one showed up. He's very, very upset. He's very, very upset. He's humiliated, he's frustrated, and he's about to leave. And all of a sudden, the whole city comes out. Teichem l'shalom. Thanks for coming. Be well. So as bad as that Avlu was, but this only compounded it. Now you come, where were you all these days? So we used to explain, he had this feeling often on Matzi Yom Kippur. As you know, the minig is that the end of Yom Kippur, the climax, the end of the 40-day period, Eden, to have the minig, we say Hashem Elokim seven times. And Chazal Mazva, because for these days, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and even the Yemei Elul, are Yemei Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Kaviyachol, days of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, days that Ashuvu Banim Shevavim, days that the Eibishter gives us an opportunity to come closer to Him. What kind of busha, what kind of bezayin is it, that now at the end of this 40-day period we cry Hashem Elokim? What's the pshat? The Chazal say, because the Eibishter is leaving this world, going up the seven rakiyas, and we say Hashem Elokim every one, seven times to each of the rakiyas. We're saying goodbye to the Eibishter. And what was till now? Did we live with the Eibishter? Did we spend time with the Eibishter? We are starting now, Rabbi Say, tonight's already Rosh Chodesh Elul, what is undoubtedly one of the most gebenched parts of the year. Just think about those words, the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Pei Tes, the Chayodom describes them as days of Yemei Ratzon, days of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. What should we be thinking on these days? Or maybe better yet, a thought that I'm sure we all think about. This is not the first Elul that we had. This is not the first Yemei Ratzon. How do we make it L'maisa? I want to tell you a thought, hopefully will help us all utilize these Yomim Niflayim, the Yomim Mevarachim. The Pasuk in Parsha Mitzavim describes a mitzvah, a mysterious mitzvah, it's not far, it's not distant. And the pasuk concludes, rather, what is this mitzvah that is not far, it's not hard, it's mamish within reach? So the Ramban and other Rishonim say the mitzvah of tshuva. Strange, isn't it? Tshuva? Elul, that's an easy mitzvah. But the Medrash and Dvarim Ches Vav, I think it makes it even more puzzling. The Medrash speaks about an otzer, a lazy person. And in detail, the Medrash describes a terribly lazy person. The Medrash explains how he's full of excuses, he can't do it, this can, that not. And after the Medrash paints a picture
of a spitz otzel, the Medrash concludes, but what Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about, gadol mikulam, that's the worst otzel that's possible. What is that? It's this pasuk. The pasuk here, mitzvah, zois, karav alecha adava ma'oid, neficha buvav chalasoit. In other words, what the Medrash is saying, if someone that doesn't take advantage of this mitzvah of tshuva, of these yimei ratzai, it's a terrible, terrible otzel, lazy. And the kasha that the mefarshim wonder about, okay, it's an opportunity, but is that atzlus? Someone who doesn't apply himself, it seems to us so difficult, and the Medrash considers that atzlus. I think the problem why we don't understand this Medrash, why we find this Medrash so mystifying, because we don't know what tshuva really is. We don't know how literal it is, ki korei v'lecha hadava ma'oid v'fichol v'vavcha la'soysoy. You know, we often say, and it's the absolute truth, nothing good comes easy. Particularly in Ruchni, there's nothing that's in one easy lesson that we know about. But there seems to be an exception. The Ramchal in his Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim, printed in the back of Masilas Yesharim, teaching a Gemara in Bava Basra Samaches, which is really a pasuk in Bamidbar, the Gemara describes a glorious picture. The Gemara describes a person that's Moishel B'Yitzra. In other words, to him, he knows how to go through life. He won't say the Lashon Hara. He's not going to lay in bed and miss the Shachris. He's in control. This person is in full control. He's the Moishel B'Yitzra. Zakhtar Amchal, how does a person become Maishal B'Yitzray? And his words are almost to this effect. It's simple. It's easy. In one easy lesson, Zakhtar Amchal, the answer to become a Maishal B'Yitzray is to think. Zakhtar Amchal, a person spends his life thinking, worrying about Iskei, about his business, about his panasa. Lama la yasim el es levavai afilu sha'achas, to think about what's really important. Mahu, what is he? V'lama ba la oilam, what does the Rabbeinu Shlom want for me? What's going to be sa'if kol inyanav? Zabdi Ramchal, that's the way to become a Maishul B'Yitzay. And then he says words that are mafal al harayim. This eitzah of thinking is a trufa hayoyis gedoyle v'chazaka, a most effective, a most powerful idea. Ki kala, it's simple. Ufulasa gedoyle ufir yarav, it's easy, it's simple, and it yields great dividends. And then he goes on to be mayrach a little more, and then he concludes klal hadvarim. He again repeats that surprising theme. This is godless in one easy lesson. Ha'odam she'ein ha'chayshiv al zeh, it's hard for him ma'oid ma'oid to come to shleimus. That's true. But if someone who does think, he's a thinking person, karayv aleha ma'oid. Gevald, you know what the Ramchal is saying? There is something in Ruchnius that we could say success in one easy lesson. Kala, pulasa, meruba. That's to think. To think before we do things. To think before we start another day. And you know why that's so true? Because it is so true. And you know why that's pashit? Because it is so pashit. Think about what a geshmaka seder is. Think about a davening with true chiyus, what a davening is to a person. Think about a matzis that a person wants to say something, and he follows the wise advice the Goyen quotes Chazal. He's choisim piv, and he's zoicha to the or agonis she'en kol malach uber yechoyim l'shayir. To give that up, to forfeit that opportunity, isn't it a shigoyin? Isn't it ridiculous? For what? For a good joke? For a few minutes of sleep? For a yeshiva shel lashon hara, quote unquote? If a person would think before he would do that, there wouldn't be an asayin. So why do we have these problems? Because we don't think. We don't follow that simple advice of Ramchal. Think before we do things. And in the Seos Yisharim Perik Beis, he again describes this so vividly, that the greatest tachbulus of the Yetzirah is keep a person busy, don't give him a moment to stop and think. Because the Yetzirah knows, and I'll quote you his lashon, Ilu ha-yisamim libam kemat kat al darcheim, if they would stop, they would pause for a moment. And his lashon, as we know, is so meduyik, the Goyen was made that there's not an ibrig gevartim Seos Yisharim. Zokter Amchal vaday, he guarantees, shemiyad hayu maschila linocham imaseyem, they would immediately change. And this change, this gradual process, would continue, v'hoysacharata hayleches u'mizgaberes bahem, at shahoyu oizin achet legamri. You know what the Yates is to become a masmin in Limud HaTorah? You know what the Yates is to become a mitzvah misfollow? You know what the Yates is to finally uproot our greatest soina, the Chet HaLoshin? It's Kala. It's a simple Yates that the Ramchal guarantees us to think before we do things. We were zoich in our times, there was a Goyen, the Welt referred to him as the Moifis Adar, Abchatzke Leventine Zechayna Levracha, the Mira Mashkiach. He saved the Mira Yeshiva in the terrible Tkuf in Shanghai. He was later Ponovich Yeshiva. Nu, Godel Miravon Shmoy Moifis Adar. Do you know how he became the Moifis Adar? In his own words, I'll tell you. Because he thought. He followed this eitz of the Mesiros Yisrael. He used to say he was a bar mitzvah bach and ebach, he was a yosem, he had to support his family. And once he worked the whole week, he was a shiking, or he was an errand boy, and he was paid for the week, he had the money in his pocket, and he went to the mikvah, and he came back, he was got dressed, he realized that the money was gone. Apparently someone had taken the money. So right then and there, this 13-year-old yosem nebach thought, that's what money is. I work a whole week. 1 minute it's here, the next minute it's gone. If that's what money is, if it's mamish kechaloyim yo'af, if it's so transit, I can't spend my life just earning money. At that moment, he made a resolution. He's going to learn. He hadn't been in the yeshiva those years. He went to Kelm, and then he eventually, he went first to Rabin, then he went to Kelm. He became the Moifis Hador. Why was Abchatzkel the Moifis Hador? There was a moment in his life. There was a very critical moment that he saw the reality. He saw the stark reality of what the Ramchal promises us. When a person thinks, eventually he reaches Godless. Oh, if only we would think Amol. If only we would stop and think Amol. And you know, it's not only Gedol Yoylam. I could tell you stories that I know personally. One mice, I'll tell you, a Yid. He was fully convinced, Rabbeinu, he's an Elach Yid, but he was fully convinced he didn't have the ability to be on time for Shachar. In other words, the Abish gave people different talents. That wasn't his forte. He told me when he had to say Kaddish for his father, he couldn't make it on time. That was his weakness. That's what the Abish made him. And then there was a moment in his life, he got very sick. And he realized, how he needs it that. He realized that he can't live without the Yevishta. He can't live without that bracha that's called tefillah. And now, Baruch Hashem, years later, he survived the illness. And I met him. I asked him, how did you do it? You told me you gave up your father's kaddish because you couldn't do it. He said, because I made a resolution. I realized, loizu haderech. That's what the Ramchal was saying. When someone pauses, mahu, lama bali oilam, gival, what that could do to a person. I know a Balabasi once called me. He was stricken with grief. I don't know what happened. He came to us, a realization. I'm almost 50. What did I do with my life? I gave a few dollars to the doctor. I learned here and there. But what's going to be with me? And he insisted that we sit down and spend time together, somehow drawing some kind of plan for the future. He has to make a change in his life. He can't go on living like this and doing nothing important with his life. And again, I could be made years later. The Yevishter could be made. He's a different person. And I could say, Michelto Yiyachelki. It's a moment of hachlata. It's a strong commitment, a determination, because he thinks, mahu. I met a bach a few months ago. He was a half an inch away from becoming another one of those Nebuch Neshamais Parchais Ba'avir. Another one of those Nebuch children that end up in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And he told me, you know what saved him? You know what slept him from the Shol Tachtias of Tumah? Now he's a Ben Torah. Because he saw someone that he knew a few years ago. And he saw he had so much simcha, so much sipuk in his ruchnius. And he felt the emptiness in the life he had chosen for himself. And at that moment he said, Atkan. And at that moment he began his long ascent from the Bira Mikta to the Igra Ram, and he became a Shena Ben Torah. And again we see the bracha, we see the mitzias of what Ramchal says, when someone pauses and he thinks, Mo'ani, what am I? Why did I come to this world? What's going to be the end with me? And you don't have to come on to Yechidim. Rabbi say, open your eyes. Look around. Look around in a world that has been termed the era of Balei Tshuva. Thousands, tens of thousands of Yibayei Koyach, of Tzadikei Oilam that have made the greatest changes in their lives. Each and every one of them is a different story of a most remarkable transformation. People have given up careers, professions. People that have become the ridicule of their own family. Their own parents have neglected them. Their own spouses have left them. Their own children have scorned them. How they are meyed kemeya eidim. What a moment can do to a person. When a yid that lives with a machshava, when a yid that sees what he's here, what's my tachlis, how that can change a person. You know something, Rabbi Isaac? We could go on and on. But you know what it takes to change? You know what it takes to make that change? From a Bira Mikta to an Igra Ram. It's like the Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva Shard Shani Derech Shlishi says, when a person hears something and he decides to put it Lamaisa, Zot Rabbeinu Yoina Berega Kotzen Yotze Miafela Lior Gado Nehefach Liyish Acha Zot Rabbeinu Yoina Ashrav Ki Tzadok Nafshay Bishok Hala. There's a moment that a person takes lamaisa, he puts it, he bakes it into his heart, he could change. The Rabbeinu Yoina was made on him. Sadak nasi, nasi b'shotala. And again, look around, wherever you see people that have made change. Amolet the shotala, amolet the regav here. And I believe that's the shot in the Medrash. You know, maybe thousands of years ago, you didn't have to learn this bi'amuna. But living today in the door of Balei Tshuva, almost wherever you are, wherever you look, you see how true it is. And you see how true it is what the Medrash says. And you could say, I can't get up for Shachar. I can't overcome my taiva to say a lashon hara. Besides that, the shigoyim, it's an atzlus. It's a terrible atzlus because people have made such changes. You're living a door of change, and you can't change. You can't change your kleinikite. But there's another dimension. There's another aspect of this medrash that's talking right to us as we stand on the Yemei El of Tavshin Samach Beis. The Zoya HaKadosh in Bereishis Kufkov Tes, I don't know in Zoya, it's quoted in the Svarim, Zakoyin Hanei Balei Tshuva B'sho'achas B'yoyim Achas B'rega Achas Shekreivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Madli Havi Kein Afilu Tzadikim Gemurim. We don't know. We can't understand this. Because maybe we don't know what it means, a rega of tshuva. Maybe we don't know what it means when a yid makes a cheshbin, what was till now, gozayin azoy, atkan. Maybe we don't know what it means by the Eibishter haroitze b'tshuva. By the Eibishter that in these days particularly is calling out tshuvu banim shevavim. But maybe we start thinking about that. Thinking what a rega achas, when a yid makes an elach, a cheshbin, what's going to be with me? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, starts off the halacha with a very strong statement, Gedolei Tshuva. Tshuva brings a yid close to the Eibishter, the Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. And then he says, Emosh, this person, Hayasonri Lefnei HaMakoyim, Meshukitz, Meruchik, Toyeva, I don't want to touch that. But today, Hayoim, Hu Ov, Nechmod, Korayvi it is. As if that's not enough, a change like that, Dr. Rambam Vaita, Kamam Ulamayel Satshuva, Emosh, Hayezeh Muvdo, Toyik ve'ein oinen, and he quotes Sukkim, Oysa mitzvahs v'tarfen, Oysa b'fonov, Senema mibikesh zois miyedchem. Can you imagine a yid that his essence, his mahus is, the Eibishter cries out, I don't need you, I don't want you, I don't want your mitzvahs, I don't want your davening, mibikesh zois miyedchem. But today's Dr. Rambam, Hayoim, who mudvik, the atem advekim b'shem olekechem, unbelievable. Soyik v'nena, oise mitzvahs u'mekabel noise b'nachas v'simcha, v'loy oid el shemesavim lehem, the Eibishter waits for him. Today's of the Rambam, he's a yid, that the Eibishter says, the atem advekim b'shem olekechem, he's zoichet advekus. Shimu sechi nafshichem, boy say, Shimu sechi nafshichem, what the Rambam says, G'doy l'tshuva is. Look at the emash, look at the hayoim. But you're probably thinking that that's for G'doy. G'doysim, Bali Madrega, Taneisim, Sigufim, I'm a simple bocha in American Tavshin Samach Beis, that's not for me. Maybe that's why we don't understand G'doy l'tshuva. The same Rambam that paints this remarkable, glorious picture explains and gives a muscle l'dayris in G'day l'tshuva. He speaks about Yechonya, who was a terrible, terrible Rasha. The Eibishter, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah that the Eibishter said, even if he would be the ring on my finger, Kavayachol, I would have thrown him away, something that the Avis never throws away. Yechonya was the spitz son, the Meshukit, Meruchik, Mesuah, Muvzal. And the Eved swore he'll never have a child because of his riches. He'll die, Aridi. And then Dr. Rambam, but what do we find? He was zaycha to a child and a grandchild that was Rubavel, who the Eved the Kaviyachal called that Einikul Avdi, that Sampicha Kechaisim, he became my ring. Do you hear a muscle? Kemayim Karim al Nefesh Ayef, what the Rambam, how the Rambam is reviving us in this dar, what tshuva is. And what was Yechonya's tshuva, Rabbi say? What did he do? How did he change to go from one extreme to the other? We've mentioned this in the past. There was a moment in his life. A moment in his life, as we know, Chazal, the Sanhedrin, were worried after the Melech, Nebuchadnezzar, captured him, they threw him in a pit, he should die there. And Sanhedrin knew that he was the last of Malchi Yisrael. If he would die childless, there wouldn't be a Hemshech. So they lowered his wife into the pit. Hopefully there would be a child. And at that moment, when he was in the Shval HaMatzif that he was in, he did something totally out of character. He realized she was us, she was Anita, and he wouldn't get near her. State and Medrash, Lamaisa, they were there a few days. They had a child, and the Einikul was Zerubbabel, who became the Yevishtis Chaisim on the Yevishtis Yad. You know what that's telling us, Rabbi Say? That's being Meyit to Meyit Edom, what the Zoya says, there's a Mola Rega Achas of Tshuva that makes him closer than anybody. And that makes the change that the Rambam describes, the Pillar Ployim. It's almost like Yuman Ki Yisupa, because there's a person in his life that stopped and thought, Achan, Loizu Adereh, there has to be a change. And I think to myself, Gival, I have no doubt, I'm 100% guaranteed to say these words. If we would think in our lives, those things that we need tikkun, that we have to improve in, whether it's davening, whether it's learning in Shmiras Hasdarim, whether it's Shmiras Haloshim, whether it's tikkun amidais, kibur av, being machshiv another person, and each person knows lev yedei maras nafsi, but in which area he needs some improvement. And he would think what the emosh was. For so many years, what the emosh was, but what the hayoyim could be. What the hayoyim, the glorious hayoyim that awaits the person, if he makes that tikkun kal that the Ramchal says, guaranteed to bring pirya rav. How much rotzen, how much koyach, how much commitment, how much determination we would have. If we only thought what the emosh was, what the hayoyim could be. But that's where the Yetzer Hara has an achiza. He doesn't let us think. He doesn't give us that rega kat that the Ramchal says miyad to change a person. And that's why it's atzvah. That's why the Medrash considers someone who doesn't stel zich zu, it's atzvah. All you need is an ernst moment. All you need is sincere habal etaya, and the rest could be history. Baisei was standing now in one of the most important, one of the most gebenched parts of the year. The Mr. Brew and Tafkuf Peites speaks about these 40 days that start tonight till Yom Kippur Ba'aleinu L'Toiva. And he writes, Moira Dikizach, and he has a title, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. These are days that the Abish is closer to us, that our actions are more meaningful and more important. The Chayyadam speaks about the Chaydash El that Mufcha Umuchan Yoisa, that you may Ratzain the Cholshana Vishana, that's Miss Oira the Rachmei Shemayim in these days. Look into Mepharsim, looking at the Zoya, the Kaddish Titus, Ubachsas Avia, that's Ima Yerach Yomin, Da Yarcha de Elo. There's so much Chazal. Speak about the Gedul of the school. full of these days. But we have to think before we go into these days. First and foremost, to think the gedula of these days. The opportunity like these. Mefarshim and say, days of ani l'doidi of doidi li. But maybe more important, to think how decisive on these days how decisive these days are, how so much depends on these days. Chaim Shmulevitz used to have a special chus saying very powerful, very important messages in a very simple way. And he often would say, you know, you hear a story about a person Nebuch got sick, one day he got sick, and the next week he got worse, and then 3 weeks later he's in the hospital, and a month later he deteriorated, and he was nifter. So you start saying the story, what happened, he got sick this, and here he got worse, and the clients, you got it all wrong. You got the dates all wrong. He got sick, he got worse, and he was nifter on the Yom HaMerayim. Because that's really when it happened. That's when every believing Jew says, that's when it decided me, Yichya me Yomah. So it's only in our fleshig ha'oygin, in our limited vision, we see it this day and that day. But the mind that lives with the Rebbeinu Shloim knows, when did it all happen? When we cried, me Yichya me Yomah, and those Yomim Neroyim. You know, we think about what happened in the past 12 months till from now, a year back to Chodesh Elul. That's frightening. Someone that has a regesh of a Havas Yisroel should be frightened. What's doing in Eretz Yisroel? Is there a neighborhood? Is there an area that people don't live pachad mavet? People are silas today, Ela Chayidim. Is there a hetzer for them to go to Eretz Yisrael? Imagine the Toyak Doises of Su Ha'oret Asher Eini Hashem Ulechecha Mireishes Hashana Achis Hashana, and the Sakana is so overwhelming that Yidin are asking me silence. When did this all happen? When did this Gzeira really begin? And then you think about the September 11th, pardon me for using the Goyish date, but that's a date that we all remember. And everybody has their story. Nebuch, the list of those that were killed, and an even bigger list of those that were saved, that this is the first time in 3 months, in 5 months, or 6 months that he was late. Everybody has a story. But you know what an Erlich Yid has to say? You know when all that happened and this happened and when that list was compiled and when that list was made, the Meyichya Meyamas happened in the Yomim Narayim the year before. And you know what, when the bracha, the atzlacha that we so anxiously look forward to in Tavshin Samach Gimel Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, when all of that is happening, it's in these Yomim Nifloyim that are beginning tonight. That's the way you begin. That's the way you take a step into these Yomim Nayoyim. To think how important these days are. How so much, a voice says, so much depends on these days. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dr. Zayinam, gives us a secret. Tells the formula of Atzlach in a year. In no uncertain terms of the Gemara, Kol Shana Sharash V'Tchilasa Mitasheret V'Soifa. Sounds strange? How do we have a Reich Yor, a year with a series, if we start out poor? What does that mean? Zot Rashi and the Mepharshim are more Mazder. You know when a person could have a Tzlach in the coming year? When he begins the year, when he begins the Yemei Ratzon, feeling like a rush, feeling like an ani, like Rashi Taitis, realizing he has to come on to the Eibishter, Tachnunim Yedav the rush, He has to ask the Yevister for everything. The Gemara is telling us the key to success for the coming year, Tafsin Samach Gimel Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. To realize, to understand, to really understand that everything is on the line. That we're mukzik in absolutely nothing. It's not a question that we have to daven for details, for a little more of this, for new terms. But it's a question of miyichyu miyamis in a most literal term. Hachoyseh chayim ulechol chay, because everyone needs a new term of life. Chayim Friedland and the Sifte Chayim on the Kufyur has a beautiful hezba, his mazbid is barichas, but that's the nekuda that really those before him said. And when a person begins the year knowing how much is holy in his behavior in these days, believe me, trust me, he acts differently, he talks differently, he davens differently, he learns differently. And I must confess, other years it was very hard for a young person, a healthy person, to go in thinking that it really depends on the miyichti miyamis applies to me. But think about the last 12 months. Think about what happened in Eretz Yisrael. Think about what happened in our close backyard in the World Trade Center. One of the slum. How many young people last year, how many bachim, how many children said mi yichya mi yamas, and they thought it had no shaykhis to them. They thought it part of the nusach. And this year they no longer have to say it again. Everything's on the line. So much depends on these Yemei Ratzon that beginning tonight Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. And no Chas V'Shalom, we're not supposed to be depressed or in a panicky. That's not a Yiddish way of living, that's not a Yiddish response, even in Yemei Elul. But it's to realize the Simcha, to realize with Yisiv Hadas that that's the secret of our success. To start the year feeling and realizing how much is tully in these days. To start living with the chesbin. To start davening with the chesbin. To start learning with the chesbin. To start talking with the chesbin. To start living with the chesbin. You know, I once heard a type who say, in these Mei Ha'Ratzon, Avinu Makeinu, we ask the Ebsa, Al Tashiveinu Reikim Lufanecha. So I once heard, perhaps homiletic, the Bnei Shlom, don't let us waste a day. Let's not lose a day. How we zoicha to see that we use each day. I want to tell you a very precious discussion I had with Rebbe Zecheinu Levracha. We passed the Shabbos at 7, Tafshin and Vav. I have to stop it. I wrote down his exact words because it was so meaningful to me. I was walking with him in the street, and he gave out a krech that just struck a raw nerve. He said, "Ah, thank Tzichna, how I miss the Elul days in the shtetl. He lived in the shtetl till his bar mitzvah. How he misses those days of Elul in the shtetl. How today, in all the years, I haven't seen him." Thinking, I never saw. Tell me, what's our problem? What are we missing? Why was it that we hear stories that the Velt says even the fish told me get sitted in Elul, and today we don't have Ephes in Elul? He told me, I remember these words, a mensch is nicht mit dir. He said in the shtetl we were living a ruhiger Leben, and every person was mit dir. He knew it was coming important days. He told me the time that he had on Erev Shabbos in the Kindes Yarn he never had in all the years in America. For the same reason. The hustle bustle, the yeshivas prachim, the tumult that is mamis, part and parcel of American life. A person is in Bismedjish and he gets all ready and he walks in the street, he sees Azavel, Megeit, Meloif, Mekum. No yeshiva da. And he told me that's the solution. a mensch darf sein mit sich. You know what he's saying in a few simple words? He's saying the eitzah that the Ramchal is saying. To claim a chesed. Or to live with a chesed. To be with zich and see the opportunity of days. Imagine if we would live mit zich. Imagine if we would come to a davening. This is not just another davening, but this is a davening that is permeated with the feeling of ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Imagine if we come to a seder and know it's not just learning another night, but it's a night that the Eibishter says shuvu bonim seivavim. You do your Pesach till Machat, and I'll open the Pesach to Pitzchei Shalulam. You know, there's a concept of matching grants. He had a very kind, a very generous philanthropist, and he tells a yeshiva, an organization, whatever you raise, I'll double it, I'll match it. It's an incentive for the yeshiva to work as hard as they can. I think these days of Elavi Meiratzin, the Eibishter promises a matching grant. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, you'll see. Because like the Zoya says, there's a rega, there's a rega of tshuva that can make all the world of a difference. We have to start employing what the Ramchal writes, the trufa hayoyse gedoyla v'chazoka, that kala upulase gedoyla. To start utilizing this bracha of zayin mitzich, of thinking, of living with the chesed. Let me just share with you one more thought. I think I could honestly say, last year in this time, I probably couldn't say this honestly. In all my years, I haven't been able to say this. But today, I think this heresy is so obvious, I'm afraid not to say it. He was an old yid, he was lifted not long ago. He was zeichet to be by the Knesia in Ma'inbad, in Tarsad, Tafei Tzadik Zayin. It was mamish the beginning of the terrible, terrible churban. There was so much Yiddish blood that it was already spilled, but everyone saw that Nebuch the next year, Tarsach was Nebuch, Kipsutei Kimasmoi. And the focus, the theme of the Knesia was what to do with the Yiddish stories. It was almost imminent. So you can imagine one speaker after the other got up and spoke what the eighth thought we have to do. And he said from all the speakers, the one line that electrified the Olam, that transformed the Olam, that left them with the greatest chizik was the word of the Panavit Yav. He told the story of someone who was in a home and the house was burning down, and his friends ran into the house and they saw this man is sleeping. They wake him up, he couldn't wake up. So they decided they're going to have to carry him out. They bring him to the door, but obviously the bed couldn't fit. So they start breaking down the door. It still didn't fit. They start breaking down the doorpost. They start hacking away. And the only sane person that was there said, what are you doing? It's going to take you so much time, he's never going to survive. Why don't you wake him up? Wake him up and he'll walk out on his own. You don't have to worry about the fire. If you wake up, he can walk out. And then the Panavit Rav started yelling and said, everybody's worried about the tzaris, what do we do? Or the Ichzog, he said, Yiddish default, Vetschichoy. There's a fire going on. But the eighth is not to find eighth is how to avoid the fire. The eighth is Yiddish default, Vetschichoy. If we wake up, if we turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we could walk out on our own from the tzara. Higher Rabbi says, was there a time in your life that a person has to be deaf in both ears not to hear the cry Yiddish Yifalt Vetschichov? You see, we're living now and Nebuch, 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 our sensitivities have been so dulled we don't realize. We don't hear the koil Hashem, the koya vetschichov. Another terrible suicide bomber. Oh, only 3 people were killed, and almost subconsciously you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't so bad. Was there a time in our lives that we lived not knowing how many Yisraelim and Amonis they're going to be? and in Eretz Yisrael, what goes on, it's hard to speak. And what goes on in America, the Sinat Yisrael that we see, people have said, since World War II, there hasn't been so much open, overt anti-Semitism. What happened in Los Angeles not long ago, what went on and what's going on in France in the time like this, that they burned schools, mamish, often a Sinat Yisrael. The Toronto community was shocked, was rocked. A Yid was killed because he was a Yid. Was there a time like this that Yidden can be described? We are a Guden Bitsara. Was there a time that a person cannot hear the Yabisha crying, Yiddish folk, Vetzichov? And then you think what happened September 11th. And if you want to know why I spoke about this recently a number of times, I'll tell you. Because a person has to be blind. A person has to be blind not to see the Yad Hashem in that tremendous korban. Now I want to quote what the Shmuel Berman Sefer said, the Rabbim. He put it, I think, in a very tiredik, a very clear perspective. The Beis of Rosenblum and the Matafio Solomon Teyuchim said Kimat the same theme. Think about what happened September 11th. The Pentagon, which is the military might of the world, was attacked. The World Trade Center, the economic center of the world was destroyed. The Congress was stopped. Supreme Court was evacuated. The President had to be flown into safety in mid-air. All of this, and you can go on and on and on and speak about a world that's been paralyzed for 11 months. People are afraid to open mail. Pilaf Ployim, I don't know if there was a time in Sensation Mayor Braces that there was such a pachat, there was such a frightening feeling, all, and like Shmuel said, because of Ein Mesugana who's hiding in a cave, and they spent 11 months looking, and they still can't find him. This is not a world power like Germany during World War II, which much makes sense. A Mesugana, a Tadreita, that has terrorized the world. I'm telling you, Rabbi Sai, there's never been a time that cries out, Yiddish, the folk, Vetzichoy. A person has to be blind. A person has to be blind not to see the Yad Hashem. Someone came to the Klezmer Megillah right after the Holocaust. He was upset. He lost family. And he says, Rebbe, tell me, where was the Rebbeinu Shloimeh? So the Rebbe, who incidentally lost children and a wife and grandchildren, turns to him and with so much pain, he says, my Rebbe, tell me something. He asked me, where was the Rebbeinu Shloimeh? Who else but the Rebbeinu Shloimeh could have done this? The Rebbeinu Shloimeh was all over World War II. And I could tell you, Rabbi Say, if you think what happened from the September 11th and all what happened this whole year, a person has to be blind not to see the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, not to see the Yad Hashem in every single of the current events. There's not a time that we could say that we feel the Imloy Achshav Emasai. There's not a time that we feel like in these days the Eibush is crying out, Hikoyim Likras Elokecha Yisrael. There's not a time in my life I could say that I feel and I think constantly, Ma Yaseh V'Yenotzo Michevli Mashiach. What should we be thinking in these days? That we shouldn't be like the Rambam and Tainus, the beginning of Tainus writes, if you don't, it's Derech Achzorius. I think we have to think of those words, Yiddish Afog Vetzichoy. Bifrat now in a time that every day we have a reminder, the Sefer calls out, Uri Yisena Misinatem. I don't know of another time that we feel and we see and we hear the Koyel Hashem, the Koyah, and we see the Yad Hashem in whatever's going on. We have to use these days of Boise of Anila Doidi the Doidi Li. You know, we said what Elul was, what we quoted the Chayodim and the Mishneh Berurah. But I want to tell you in my own experience what Elul is. Elul is a day, is a week, is a month that for thousands of years Yidden have become better Yidden. Elul is a time that for thousands of years Yidden have davened better. Yidden have learned better. Yidden have had those rega achas that brought them ad Hashem Eloikecha. Elul is a time that for thousands of years Yidden have seen the reality, the school and the flaw of following the Ramchal's advice of thinking before we do things. Choose a few in Yonim, Rabbi say. I see it's late. Choose a few in Yonim that we need a tikkun. And each person knows Levi Deya Moras Nafsai. But use these days. Please use these days. There's so much that we could take out of these days. There's so much that we could grow from these days. We said today in the Amtipakotin, Hasiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. That's the theme of these days. The Eibush is waiting, the Yad Yamin of the Eibush is suited to Kabbal Shavim. The Koyel Hashem is crying out, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. But use these days, take each day, take each Seder, take each davening, and look at it as a different life, a different chassidus. Because so much is tully in these days. I remember once there was an Eisara by Klai Yisrael, maybe Zechayna Levecha, said from the Chafetz Chaim, you come into a city, and everything is still and quiet. You know it's the regular day. But you've come into a city, and everybody is running. He's running this way, he's running this way. Everybody is running, it's a cough, there's a tumult. You know it's Erev Shabbos. You know it's Erev Shabbos, a moment, a minute, Father's man, and we know how it is. Right before Shabbos, people are running, they have to kaparain, it's almost Shabbos. So the Chafetz Chaim said, if we're in a world and there's so much is happening in such a short period, it's Erev Shabbos, us, right before the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. It's mamish a day before that you'll see the Shabbos that we're waiting for so anxiously for so many thousands of years. He said that when there was a tzara in a specific country. How much more so today we are yidden agudin b'tzara. In every country, in every city, in every state, we see nevach that something so much is happening. The avoysai, the avoydas hayoyim is hikam l'chasa l'checha Yisrael. The avoydas of Elul is to use the day, take one day at a time, each day, and hopefully, in the schutz of our collective avoyda, of our growth in Torah and Yerushalayim, we'll take the zeichu to Raksivach Simatoiva, Ashmat Gula, Lianu Lechol Yisrael, Amen V'Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.